Dear Miss Griffin. From Antelius. Name. First name. Rachel. Middle name. Lee. Last name. Griffin. Birth information. Age. 38. Birth date. September 1984. Known aliases. Rachel L. Griffin. Jobs. Company, industry. Cheddar Hamrick Sulzer PC, law practice. Job title. Associate attorney. Dates. January 1, 2014, dash, January 27, 2022. Company, industry, Colorado State Public Defender. Job title. Deputy State Public Defender. Dates. January 1, 2014. Company, industry, Public Defenders. Job title. Student Practice Attorney. Dates. January 1, 2014. Company, industry, Colorado State Public Defender. Job title. Certified Legal Intern. Dates. January 1, 2014. __ Ref. Case number 16C70106. Pillar Property, / Cheney Klein John Apartments versus James Martin Driscoll. It would be in our shared best interest if you please read this correspondence to the end. I have caught myself in a very touchy situation, and if I must resort to filing a lawsuit, parties involved in my Denver gang stalking experiences, including your client Daryl Johnson and off-direct representative party Colorado Health Network, in particular as Angela Keady among others, will be called as defendants. I am not interested in getting people into trouble for the wrongdoing. What I'm seriously needing is several documents published at the National Institutes of Health Library to be incorporated into my medical doctor provider care and case management via AIDS service organizations. I believe there is enough people in trouble already. But not enough to stop killing me. Literally killing me. I have not been able to obtain adequate HIV doctor provider treatment since my last doctor terminated our doctor, / patient relationship based on the subjects that I need to bring forward now known as being a targeted individual of gang stalking. The 11-month hate and harassment campaign ties to Chesney Klein John Apartments was filed in my eviction answer. I guarantee you, Ms. Griffin, I am dying from HIV lack of treatment standards, and I am seriously needing assurance immediately placed into my life. If no one steps forward to help me fulfill the research findings recommendations immediately, there is going to be a filing of a discrimination case of the century. Statute of limitations does not apply to United States Code Title 18, Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Should I die? State punishments of the death penalty to who those are guilty of this conspiracy is afforded as remedy should I die in violation of my rights. Yes, you heard that correctly. Web, link, https://www.justice.gov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-law-sign-text=%20242%20%20title%2018/%20%20 Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his, / her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons, guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward their race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, Us. C, Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. Line of underscores. Here is my recent entry for Google reviews of Foothill AIDS Project. Even though it does not become fully public, I know it sits there waiting for a response, not suicide for this wrongdoing. Line of underscores. Google reviews. Note, Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino has taken ownership of the business site listing and has started responding to reviews. Will my review be left unaddressed? By default then, they are guilty of a conspiracy they cannot respond to. Review begins. There is no such thing as a lifetime ban from services. I have tried to reach out several times and not one of your staff members will return my calls left on voicemail. How come? I shouldn't be banned from services in the first place. Here is discussion points from the National Institutes of Health Library. This paper is one of two which mentions specifically quote clinicians end quote. The National Institutes of Health Library article title and URL follows below. These results have the potential to inform clinicians interacting with patients who experience persecutory belief systems. Building a therapeutic relationship to enable engagement is the central process in therapy for psychosis. 40. Having a detailed understanding of the belief systems held by people affected by persecutory belief systems may be important in developing empathy and building a therapeutic alliance. Cognitive behavioral approaches to the treatment of persecutory belief systems recommend that clinicians partner with patients to critically evaluate and dispute delusional and other unhelpful beliefs. Doing so requires a detailed understanding of the beliefs and evidence for and against them. Our hope is that this study may be helpful in that regard. How does Foothill AIDS Project fall in view of this quoted passage is up to Fabtuom their role in this as well. Dr. Shigino of Borrego Health most likely committed suicide rather than having a discussion about these subjects with me. He died less than 2 weeks after I violated the restraining order that he and you all used to cover up the ability to have an open honest discussion. Ms. Griffin, you know as well as I know that Borrego Health is just the tip of the iceberg. And I find out, web, link, https://www.samdiegaonian-tribune.com/news/watchdog/story/2021-10-18/in-wake-of-FBI-raid-borrego-health-files-fraud-lawsuit-against- long time, dash, landlord. Web, link, https://www.bekershospitalreview.com/finance/from-and-fbi-raid-2-bankruptcy-a-timeline-of-borrego-health-s-troubles.html. October 20, 2020, state and federal agents raid the offices of Borrego Health, Borrego Springs, California, dash, based federally qualified health center. Dozens of agents seize computers and medical records and interview employees at three Borrego Health locations. Agents also search the headquarters of Premier Healthcare Management, which provides billing and other management services to Borrego Health. From an FBI raid to bankruptcy, a timeline of Borrego Health's troubles. Andrew Cass, dash, Wednesday, September 14, 2022. The Borrego Community Health Foundation filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after receiving a notification from the California Health and Human Services that payments for Borrego Health Medi-Cal services will be suspended September 29. Here are the issues the organization has faced over the past 2 years. October 20, 2020, state and federal agents raid the offices of Borrego Health, Borrego Springs, California, dash, based federally qualified health center. Dozens of agents seize computers and medical records and interview employees at three Borrego Health locations. Agents also search the headquarters of Premier Healthcare Management, which provides billing and other management services to Borrego Health. The raids come months after the Borrego Sun published a series of articles scrutinizing Borrego Health's medical services, management practices, governance structure and business practices. The reports found that more than 220 employees at the organization are paid more than $100,000 per year and that it paid its former CEO, Bruce Hibbetts, who died of cancer, a $1.9 million retirement gift. December 9, 2020, California temporarily suspends all state Medicaid payments to Borrego Health amid investigations into the health center conducted by the State Department of Justice's Division of Medi-Cal Fraud and Elder Abuse. June 15, 2021, Borrego Health makes several changes to its leadership team in a sustainability push. A new leadership team is named, and undisclosed number of roles are eliminated and a significant number of administrative positions not directly related to patient care are realigned. Borrego Health also closes its assisted living facility and transfers operations of its child care center to another organization. December 7, 2021, Borrego Health announces the closures of two of its clinics, the layoffs of 113 employees, 8% of the center's workforce, and the outsourcing of its in-house billing department. It says the closures are necessary after its landlord canceled the leases for the two facilities. May 25, 2021, Borrego Health announces it is reducing the size of its administrative team, the closure of its consolidated call center, the creation of a centralized leadership team and the layoffs of 218 workers. Affected employees include nurses, phlebotomists, dental staff members and members of the management team. August 8, 2022, the Borrego Community Health Care Foundation sues several past board members, executives and contractors over allegations of racketeering, fraud, nepotism, excessive compensation and self-dealing. The lawsuit filed in San Diego federal court accuses dozens of officials and contractors of stealing millions of dollars. August 19, 2022, the California Department of Health Care Services tells Borrego Health it is suspending all Medi-Cal payments for continued and unresolved inappropriate billings. Regulators agreed to reinstate reimbursements for medical services in early 2021, but not for dental work, which remains the focus of a criminal investigation. The reinstatement comes after Borrego Health agreed to an independent monitor and other conditions. State health officials say they will withdraw all reimbursements by September 29 because of Borrego Health's alleged failure to meet its settlement obligations. September 12, 2022, the Borrego Community Health Foundation files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but says it will keep its clinics open. Borrego says the filing will prevent the Medi-Cal payment suspension from taking effect. Borrego also says it will work to resolve state and federal investigations during the bankruptcy. Line of underscores. Why are you still covering up this ugly truth for a dead doctor? Web, link, http://dr.eric-tomedy-shigino.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. SOS/vitals.com-reviews/#HIV-untreatable. #BigmanKillingTechBug. #AscentConspiracyExposedTerminatusASAP. #ConspiracyExposedTerminalsNo. Web, link, https://pubmed.nlm.nih.gov/3,366,656. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study and Rulastig et al. JMed Internet Res. 2021. Line of underscores.